Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and we begin at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis with Seif Dalet. We are still discussing the Berachos HaShachar. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Tzarech Levarech B'chol Yom Shlo Asani Ove Kochavim. One of the Berachos HaShachar is the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, as with always, that's the start. Shlo Asani Oved Kochavim, that you, Hashem, did not make me an idol worshiper. Now, many of you may find this not the Nusach that we use. The Nusach that we say is Shlo Asani Goy. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Tesvav writes, V'yizoher Shlo Yivarech Shosani Yisrael. Number one, you don't say, thank you Hashem for making me Yisrael. K'mo sheyesh be'eza sidurim ayidei shibush hadfus, as he says, was already common in his days that some of the printers had this error. Kiyesh omim shebazel lo yuchal avarech shuv shlo asani ovet v'shlo asani isha. Because if you state the most positive thing, thank you Hashem for making me a yid, so then one no longer has the right to say the brachos of shlo asani ovet and shlo asani isha. That's number one. Number two, tesayin. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishneh Berurah states, the imberach mitchilo shlo asani isha, if you in fact said the bracha shlo asani isha first, then yesh omim deshuv lo yochol levarech shlo asani akum. Then you can't say the bracha shlo asani goy, as our nusach is, or shlo asani avod kochavim is the girsa that the Mechaber has, and as well, v'shlo asani ovid. Why? Ki isha adifa mishtein, because we have to go up in our levels of greatness. And a woman is the highest level over here amongst these three groups, the Akum, the Eved, and the woman. And therefore, once you say, thank you Hashem for not making me that category, all the earlier categories fall by the wayside. Umimela nichlal hoda. And when you're thanking Hashem, so then you've already thanked Hashem for the higher category, you can't then go back and thank Hashem for the lower category. Because in 200 is 100, the famous expression in financial dealings, if you owe somebody $200, so then you certainly owe them $100. So the same idea over here, once you've already thanked Hashem for not making you an Isha, so then it falls by the wayside to say, thank you Hashem for not making me an Eved or an Akum. V'chein, similarly, in Be'er Shlo Sani Ovid, Lo Yuchal Avor Shlo Sani Goy, if you said, thank you for not making me an Eved, so then you can't say, thank you for not making me a Goy. Ki Eved Odif Mi Goy, because an Eved is on a higher spiritual plane than the Goy, because the Chayev Biktsas Mitzos, at least he's Mechuyev in some Mitzos, more than the Shevi Mitzos B'nei Noach that the Goy is. However, the Mishneh Berurah then says, Avol, Harbei Achronim brings down the Marshal and the Bach and others as well, who say, Cholkim b'chozeh, they disagree with this, v'chein hiskabel yorabah v'derech hachayim d'yuchal avarach. Others say, no, you could still make the bracha, each bracha is a separate, significant bracha. And finally, Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shlosani Oved, the Eved, Shnolad Eved, Yesh Omrim d'lo yuchal avarach gam kein b'chas shlosani isha, what the Mishneh Berurah is telling us over here is that if an Eved has a child, the halacha is that that Eved cannot make the bracha, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Asani Isha, because an Eved is a lower level than a woman. But he brings down that some disagree with this idea that you can't make the bracha, and look at the Prima Gadim for further discussion. In the issue footnote number 19, he brings down that there are different nischos over here. As I mentioned, the Mechaber says Shlo Asani Ovi Kochavim, but many others have the girsa Shlo Asani Goy, which is the girsa that I would dare say is the most popular in most Sidurim nowadays. And he brings down further that the Elef L'cho Shlomo says the correct girsa is Shlo Asani Goy, and one shouldn't change this around. Others disagree, and therefore one should follow his minog in terms of whether he says Shlo Asani Ovi Kochavim or he says Shlo Asani Goy. Both seem to have supporters. So these three brachas, the Mechaber says, everybody says every morning, Shlo Asani Ovi Kochavim, Shlo Asani Ovid, Shlo Asani Isha. The Ramah adds Hagah. V'afilu Ger Hayochal Uvarach Kach. He says even a person who's a convert is allowed to make this bracha. In Sivkot and Yudches, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Perush, Sheyomer, Asha Asani Ger. He says that you make the bracha, but not in the Nusach here, because he was born as a Ove Kochavim. And therefore, it's improper to say, thank you for not making me an Ove Kochavim. Therefore, he says, thank you for making me a convert. The Mikri Asiyah, that's something that is, in fact, a positive that he can say, Shosani Ger. As the Pasuk says, the Chsiv, Yes, Anefesh, Shosu B'charon. When Avram Avinu made the 318 souls in Haran, it says the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Haran, so you see that that's a proper lashon to say Asher Osani Ger. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eish Chol comes in. Not everybody agrees to that. And their reasoning is, V'taimum de lo shayach lomar shosani. It's still an improper usage to say that you made me. D'hagir lo ha'isor ki mitzah b'chirosu ha'tova. Shebocha b'da'asu emes. That this convert, he did it. He can't thank Hashem for doing it. He did this with his own free will, and his own choice to pick HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lifestyle to live. And therefore, you shouldn't make this bracha shosani ger. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, says, L'kuli yamba. Everybody agrees, Yochel Avar Shlo Sani Ovid, Velo Shosani Isha. The convert can certainly say the other two brachos. The Afogav, the Akum Zil Tfemi Evid, and even though the Akum is on a lower level, because he has less mitzvos, Afilu Hochi, Imhoya Nolad Evid, Pen Lo Yom Mishachu Rabbo Vayanishar Evid, because he may have been Nolad as an Evid, and he may never have been freed, and he wouldn't have as many mitzvos as the Ger has. Mashen Kenato Shoyagir Toloi Biritzon Atzmo. Here, now, he, on his own free will, became a ger and has more mitzvos. Footnote number 20 discusses the case where his conception was not yet when his parents were Jewish, but his leida was when his mother was Jewish. And he says, in this situation, you definitely can say shelo asani goy. However, he says from the Beis Yosef, she'enu yochel varach. The Beis Yosef might disagree with that. And only if your conception and your birth are bikdusha can you make this bracha shelo asani goy. The Mishnah Berurah continues and it says, a mamzer, yuchal devar kolei labrachos, a person who is unfortunately the product of a adulterous relationship or another issa relationship that causes a child to be a mamzer. It's a chayve misa or a chayve kares relationship. And Nebuch, this child, was born from such an adulterous relationship. He is Yisrael Gomeru, he's a full-fledged yid, and can make all of these brachos. And likewise, a suma, a blind person, the kaimelon, because we paskin do chayev b'chol mitzvos, can also make all of these brachos. Then you have the unfortunate situations of a tumtum and an androgynous. These are people of what we would call ambiguous genitalia. A tumtum has a covering over his genitalia. You can't tell whether he has simoni zacharis or simoni nakvus. We don't know if he's a man or a woman. And an androgynous, a hermaphrodite, an androgyne, has both simoni zacharis and nakvus, has both male and female external genitalia. So both of these people, in halacha, there's a lot of discussion what the status is. In regards to birchas hashachar, everybody agrees the chayavim is sofik, we call it mitzvos, since they are chayav and all the mitzvos are sofik, therefore they can say the brachos over here, but they shouldn't say the bracha, lo yomru, shalosani isha, because maybe they are a woman, and it would be therefore inappropriate to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, shalosani isha, because they are a sofik. And this is brought down in the name of the Prima Godim. Dirshu footnote 22 talks about whether women, in fact, are mechuyav avos in birchas hashachar. If you say it's a bracha that's a zman kavua, that you have to say it at a certain time, then maybe not. However, he brings down shechayavos kamo anoshim, that it's not really a zman kavua bracha, and that they are chayav like men. Even if they are putter, they certainly are allowed to say all of these brachos, except of course, lo asani isha. What about changing the gender from masculine to feminine? Should a woman say shelo asani goya, or should a woman say shelo asani shivcha rather than goy and eved? So this is also brought down in the Siddur Yaivitz, as well as the name of the Chidah, that they should change the gears around to make it the feminine form. However, there are others that disagree, and halacha lemaisa, we paskin that they don't have to change around the gears, so they can say shelo asani goy and shelo asani eved. This is in fact the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal and the Stipler Goyin Zatzal. I didn't read it before, but that's what the Ramah had also mentioned. Continue reading the Ramah, that the convert should not say Shlo Sani Akum. The Mechaber continues and concludes this sif, and he says, V'hanoshi mevarcho sh'osani kirtzono, that women do not make the bracha, obviously, shosani isha, but to make the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made me the way that you did. Now, one should not think for a second that women are less important than men based upon this in any way, shape, or form. However, women have less mitzvos than men, and this is a progression of those that have only the Zayin mitzvos b'nei Noach, those that have the mitzvos like an Eved, which is only mitzvos aseh shelo azman grama, but they're not as high a level as a woman who has more mitzvos than the Eved, and they're not as high a level as a man who has even more mitzvos than a woman. So this is a progression, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to do more mitzvos. And it has no other relevance or bearing in terms of who is more important, who is not more important. Siv hey, im kodam uverach zo ke kifufkim, kodam shebeach matir asurim, lo yivarchena. The Mechaber discusses a similar idea to what we just had a few moments ago with the progression of the brachos, shelo asani goy, shelo asani yavish, shelo asani isha. Once you've said the more greater thanks, how can you say the lesser thanks? So too over here, the Mechaber holds. If you went and said, Zokeif Kufufim, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, are the one who makes upright all those that are bent over, so then you can't say the bracha anymore Matrasum, you unbind those that are bound, because it's not as high a praise. And therefore, the Mechaber says you can't make that bracha after you've already said Zokev Kufufim. And this is the explanation that the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof writes, Shekivin, Shenosan, Hodor, Sheniskaf, Ligamre. Since you're thanking Hashem for making you upright totally, Zebichlal, it includes the Matrasurim, Nisrai Miyakish Yoshev, which is as soon as a person gets up at all, he's Matrasurim. So therefore, you can't say that bracha after you said Zokei Pufufim if you said it out of order. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eish Chalkim is there. Not everybody agrees with this. Umaski Achron Lachim was there. And the Psak of the Achronim brings down the name of the Mogen Avram, the Taz, the Prima Godim, the Derech HaChaim, and the Chayi Adam in the Shaar HaTzion, that one in fact can say this bracha. He should ideally say Matir Asurim before Zokei Pufufim, but if he didn't, he still is capable of saying Matir Asurim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kosav HaPrima Godim, the Tov Shiyire Shiyishma Achar Kach Me'acher HaBrocha, the Yechavin Lotzes V'yotzi Mimonim Shach. This idea that the Mishnah Berurah just brought down is a fantastic idea for any time you're in a Sofik Brocha. And he says, when in doubt, should I not make the Brocha, listen to somebody else who's obligated in the Brocha, have that person have in mind to be Motzi you have in mind to be Yotze with that person, and then 100% you're okay. If you needed to make the bracha, so then you're a yotze. If you didn't need to make the bracha, all you did was answer amen. And this way there's no taking of Hashem's name levatola. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, in b'shor shama baruchat Hashem, ha'isa kavonos levarach zoki kufufim. If you had originally intention when you started off baruchat Hashem to say zoki kufufim, so then yisayim zoki kufufim. So finish it off that way. Afagav dios lo yuchal levarach matir asurim. Even though, now you won't be able to say matir asurim according to this first opinion. You shouldn't change around because you had intention to say Zokei Pufufim, so finish off Zokei Pufufim. And this is true of all the other brachos, where if you say them out of order that the Siddur is written in, it's Nish Geferlich, it's not the end of the world. We're not Makbid on the Seder. Chazal set up the Seder in a logical way, but if you didn't say it in that order, you are still able to say all the other brachos. So therefore, if you had in mind when you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem for a certain bracha, conclude with that bracha. That's what you should do. He brings us down to the name of the Chayyodim. In Bishor Shigil Abichas Pokeach Ivrim, at the time you reach the bracha, you open up the eyes of the blind. And by a mistake, instead of answering, concluding Pokeach Ivrim, Nichshal Bulshon of Siyam Mal Bisharum, by your tongue just flew off the wrong words, and you said Mal Bisharumim. And then as soon as you realize your mistake, you immediately corrected it. So you said, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekeinu Baruch Olam, having in mind to say, Pokeach Ivrim. And by accident, you said, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekeinu Baruch Olam, Mal Bisharumim, I mean, Pokeach Ivrim. Yeshomrim de Yotzo Bezeh Yidei Birkas Pokeach Ivrim. That you were Yotzi Pokeach Ivrim. Ki Bezeh Okar Simo Rishon, because you uprooted your original saying of Mal Bisharumim. Others disagree, Vyesh Mistapkim Bezeh. And then, because you intended to say Mal Bisharumim, you said Mal Bisharumim, and as soon as you said it, you're done, and you can't retract it, so to say. And then what should you do? As we mentioned, the order is not ma'akev, so now you can say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim afterwards. And this would be true of Echeinu Adim B'chol Birchas HaShachar for any of the other brachos as well, with one exception, Levad Mibirkas Matir Asum Zokei Kufufim, which we already talked about, and Hikdim Birkas Zokei Kufufim, Ubasokhi Deidibur Siyem Matir Asurim, the Afilu Yotza Bezerak Bracha Achas, the Bracha Rishon Shal Zokei Kufufim, Afilu Hochi Lo Yivarach Shuv Matir Asurim, then don't go back and say it. This is a special case over here, as we've already discussed. Sif Vav. Some have the gear of saying every morning, as we do, Hanosin Layoyev Koach. The Ein Divrei Nirin. The Mechaber says, I never saw this bracha, and therefore I don't agree with it. It's not written in the Gemara, therefore it's not a correct bracha. The Ramah says, however, no, Hagor Ach Haminok Poshut Bivnei Ashkenazim Li Omrim. Ashkenazim do in fact say this bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafalif writes, the Chayin Iskimu Achronim. This is in fact the opinion of many of the Achronim. And in Dishu footnote 27, he says, even the Bnei Svarad don't follow the Mechaber over here. And he brings down the Birki Yosef, the Kaf HaChayim, who also say, based upon the Arizal, that Svaradim also say, Hanosein Layoev Koach. In Sivkot and Chafbez, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when I told you to say this now, Rotzulomar Biaskor Shemu Machus, that's Baruch Ato Hashem Lokinu Machalom, Hanosein Layoev Koach. Va'afilu Moya Neir Kol Alayla, if you're up all night, Gam Kin Yesh Lavaruch, so you can say this, Lefi Masha Anu Noagim Hayom, Ka'agor Shebesiv Ches, as we will learn in a couple of Seifim in Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin Yesh Noagim Lavaruch, Baruchos Acheros, Nosofos Aleilu, The Mechaber says some people say other brachos is part of the Birchas HaShachar, but this is a mistake in their hands. And in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'omer Birchas Somech Noflim, if somebody says the bracha of Somech Noflim, Gorinbo, we get angry at him, that's an improper bracha. Ulinim Birchas Magbia Shvalim, who raises up the low, I'm in the Magen Avram, whether you should or should not say this, but we do not say this. He brings down as well, the Pri Magadim Shekos of Dachayom, Yesh Ligor, B'mishno Egil Omra, we don't say this nowadays. Siv Ches, Kol HaBrachos Eilu, Im Lo Nischayev, B'achas Mehen, all of these brachos, if you for your own particular personal reasons were not chayiv in it. For example, could go in Shalosh Shama Kol Tarnagol. You didn't hear the Sechvi. You didn't hear the Tarnagol. O Shalosh Halach. You didn't walk. O Lo Lavash. You didn't get dressed. O Lo Chagar. You didn't put on a belt. Nevertheless, Omer Osa Bracha below Haskaras Hashem. The Mechaber says you are allowed to make the Bracha, but he says you shouldn't say it with Shem Umalchus. You should just say Baruch Asher Nasam Nasechvi Melechim Yom Leilola without saying Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim da'afilu lo nischayev behen mevarech oson. The Ramah says, even if you aren't obligated in it, you didn't hear it, you didn't walk, you didn't go put on clothing or a belt, you still can make these brachos. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Daled explains, Ayin in the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, shekos av debirkas elokai neshama, ubirkas hama v'sheno, ein levarech im hoya ne'er kol alayla. These brachos you don't make if you stayed up all night, as opposed to the other brachos, which aren't applicable to you, you do make this brachos of Hamapil and Elokai. Nisham Mishnasatibi, you don't make if you stayed up all night. The issue footnote number 28 explains that these aren't about Minog HaOlam. This isn't for the whole world, what happens in the world, but this is for you personally. And that's why the Lashon of these is Hamavir Sheino Meinoi, from my eyes, as opposed to a general bracha which talks about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings down the Prima Gadim, the Shari Tshuva, who are left with a Tzaruch Iyin over here. Is this true or not? The Shari Tshuva paskins, the Yiru Lishmoa, Elu Ashtei Brochus, Mi'acher, V'chavin Lotzis. We do with the suggestion we mentioned before, is listen to somebody who is obligated to say it and be Yotze with them. And this way you won't have a problem. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, Vim Yoshi, Balaylo, Shishim Nishman, but if you did sleep 60 breaths, which we had a machlokas how much that was, but it's roughly a half an hour, then Lekuliyama, Yeshlo, Levarach Hosom, you definitely can make these brachos of Hamapil and Elokai, Nishomash Masatabi. The issue footnote number 30 goes into great detail about a whole number of other situations where a person did not go to sleep at night, what he should do or shouldn't do for various brachos, ayin sham. The Ramah continues and says, the reason behind all of these brachos that you are allowed to make, because de'ein ha-bracha davka al-atzmo, the bracha is not about you personally, ela mevarech and shakodesh baruch hu bar etzar chayolam. This is God making in general these things for the world, v'chein ha-minog v'ein l'shanos, and the Ramah paskins that you are allowed to say all of these brachos with the exceptions that we just brought down, and one shouldn't change the custom. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Hei goes so far as to say that afilu b'midbar, even if you're out in the desert where there aren't any tarnagos, she'enu shemeh kol tarnago, you're allowed to make the bracha. Blind person is allowed to make the bracha b'keach ivrim. A deaf person is allowed to make the bracha. Asher nosan l'sech v'vino l'achim in yomei loyla. Sivkot and Chavav, he writes, you make these brachos, he tells us to look ahead in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph and the Bir Halacha there for more details. And this will conclude today's share.